From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has launched a series of talks with Iraqi officials on Friday during an unannounced one-day visit to Baghdad, underscoring U.S. support for the government as it addresses security, economic, and political challenges.
This is obviously a very critical time here in Iraq and in the region. And you and I have been working on a lot of different issues in the last few years, so it's good to come and be able to visit.
Kerry speaking with Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. In addition to showing U.S. support for the government, Kerry is also expected to discuss ongoing support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat Islamic State. Tensions are high on the Korean Peninsula. On Friday, North Korea launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation in a U.S.-hosted nuclear summit in Washington. A spokesman in Pyongyang said that Park is evil and has increased the danger of war. All this as a joint military operation with the United States and South Korea is getting underway.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
That's U.S. Army Major Ed Arnston. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have begun gathering at prison since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, awaiting word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year, which occurs in mid-April. From Washington, this is VOA. Violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo has been worsening for the past few days. Reports say the clashes have been the worst since a partial ceasefire came into effect in late February and are threatening to derail the agreement. Stéphane de Mistura, the UN's special envoy for Syria, said Thursday he'll meet with representatives from Damascus, Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia before the talks resume next week.
I need to verify the international and regional stakeholders' position in order to see how the level of a critical positive mass leading to concrete results in the next round of talks.
Adding to the urgency of the situation, the head of a UN-backed humanitarian task force for Syria said on Thursday that international aid could not reach besieged communities and that are desperate for food and medical supplies.
We had 5 convoys ready to go the last 4 days. All of the 5 convoys could not go. 287,000 people therefore did not get the relief in hard-to-reach areas or in besieged areas.
That's Jan Egeland, advisor to UN Special Envoy in Syria. British Prime Minister David Cameron admitted on Thursday that he profited from an offshore fund set up by his late father, as revealed in the so-called Panama Papers, but he denies doing anything wrong. The Conservative Prime Minister told Britain's ITV television that his family owned shares in a Bahamas-based company that were worth about $42,000, and he says he sold them in 2010 before becoming Prime Minister. 12 current and former political leaders are included in the papers detailing hidden offshore bank accounts, which may have been set up to hide assets and avoid paying taxes. Publication of the Panama Papers has already cost one nation's leader his job, as Iceland's prime minister resigned this week, and pressure is mounting for Argentine Prime Minister Mauricio Macri to resign after the documents show his wife owns a company in the British Virgin Islands. Many high-ranking and influential officials in China and Russia were also revealed. A Brazilian newspaper reported that a poll of lawmakers showed 60% of the country's parliament supports impeaching Brazilian Prime Minister, President Dilma Rousseff. However, that would not be enough to proceed. Brazil's lower house is due to vote on April 17th to send the case to the Senate. If the Senate agrees to put her on trial, Rousseff would be suspended from office. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.